Chapter 10. An Exclusive Story. It was no surprise to David and the others that Anna Webb was not available for comment. Everyone was still in the conference room discussing what had happened.
"Tonight, Channel Webb has given us another chance to win the franchise,"
said Rav. "That's true," commented Jenny. "However, it's also true that we've made some mistakes, so I'm sure Bruce Kemp hasn't come to a decision yet."
"Nevertheless, we are in a stronger position now,"
said David happily. Their conversation was interrupted by the telephone, which rang loudly.
"Don't tell me that Anna's answering my call,"
laughed David. He picked up the receiver and heard Bruce Kemp's voice. He put the phone on hands-free so that everyone in the room could hear.
"So, David, I can almost see the big smile on your face here in Australia. Anna Webb, on the other hand, is a little upset right now, as I'm sure you can imagine."
"Of course,"
replied David.
"I know exactly how she feels."
"I must congratulate you on your outside broadcast. It was not only interesting, but also very well planned."
Luckily, Bruce couldn't see the relief on everyone's face. He didn't suspect a thing.
Thanks,
said David.
"My employees are all hard-working, as well as extremely efficient. Have you made a decision yet about the franchise?"
he asked tentatively.
"David, really, despite the mistakes made during the broadcast of Southside, I have been impressed by Channel Webb, so you both still have a chance to win. Now, let's go on to the real reason for this call."
He paused, and everyone at Trent TV held their breath. Now what?
"As there is only one more programme for me to monitor, the live satellite link, I have decided to come to Britain. I'd like to tell either you or Anna in person who has won. Furthermore, I would like to be present in the studio during the satellite link when it happens next week. That way I can keep a close eye on events."
"That's all we need," Jenny whispered to Rav. Bruce gave David details of his arrival and wished them all good night. No one spoke as David put the receiver down. They all wanted the franchise badly, but they didn't need the added pressure of Bruce Kemp's presence in the studio. Rav broke the silence.
"So, do we know what the satellite link story is going to be?"
David shook his head.
"No, but it will have to be good. I mean, really good."
A voice came from the back of the room.
"And this is where I win the franchise for Trent TV."
Nobody had heard Gordon Wright come into the conference room. Unusually, he had a big grin on his face, which not even the sight of Simon could remove. They all looked at him.
"Well?"
said David impatiently, after a few moments of total silence.
"Are you going to tell us or not?"
Gordon made sure that he had everyone's attention before he spoke.
"What would you do without me? I've just spoken to a friend of mine, a journalist, in Spain. She is willing to give us the exclusive rights to a story next week as it happens in Madrid. And you'll never believe me when I tell you what it's about."